Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Okay, hello, ma'am. We just conducted a opinion survey. We would like to inquire your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in the state of Michigan?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am. And just for a statistical purpose only, to make sure that we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
1957.
Thank you, ma'am, and it's a pleasure talking to you. I know I'm still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably not vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I will vote.
Almost certain or probably?
Almost certain.
Thank you, ma'am. And if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Financial concerns.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now, moving right along, I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, thinking back in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
Democratic.
Thank you. That would be Mr. Joe Biden, correct? And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Joe Biden.
And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, can you please tell me, ma'am, how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
100.
Thank you. And Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, in thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
The Democratic Party.
Much more or somewhat more?
More so, as much as you can.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And can you please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements? And this is things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? Now, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. I agree with that statement strongly, somewhat? Disagree strongly, so what, or neither?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation race. Same questions, same options.
Strongly agree.
And President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from the children and spouses.
Agree.
Thank you. President
Anything
Biden should...
immigration. Yes, I strongly agree.
Understood. And I want to thank you again for taking the time to have me, but I'm required to rebut Biden, and I will speed it up, okay, ma'am? President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure in cities and states experiencing an increase on the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Agree?
Strongly.
Same question. Thank you. I'm going to read you again a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, can you please tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them? President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Same questions and options. Strongly?
I strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Same questions and options.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Same questions and options.
Strongly agree.
And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Same questions and options.
Strongly agree.
Okay, and can you please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote in the 2024 election? A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much likely to support him? Somewhat likely? Somewhat less?
More.
Much more, okay. Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely to support him if he acts somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Much more, okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom that live in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same questions and options. Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom that live in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Same questions and options. Thank you. Thank you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Much more, someone less, much less, so makes no difference.
Can you repeat that one, please?
Yes, ma'am. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
So much these more. Are migrants that come in, whether they're legal or illegal, does that specify?
Well, if they say that they just got here, you know, and they arrive in the daily basis, this is the problem that they are experiencing right now. So they want to know if President Biden activates a program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Yeah, I'm a little on the fence on that one because are we doing background checks? Are we, I don't know. So I would have to say... I probably would agree, but I'm not sure it's strongly. I'd have to have more information.
Someone more likely? Should I record that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs to contribute to our economy. Much more, someone more, someone less. Strongly, okay. A program... Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Will that make you to support him much more, somewhat more?
Yes, much more.
Okay. Can you please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following? Joe Biden and Democrats make promise about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver it once they have won. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
It makes me very concerned.
Okay, and Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. How does that make you feel? Very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Same questions and options.
Very concerned.
And Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of immigrants. Berries or what? Okay. Donald Trump and Republican believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Does that make you berries or what? Very concerned.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to read you real quick the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like you for you to tell me, ma'am, which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Now, Joe Biden says that we must create an early and secure process at the border. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct a massive raid to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Now, which approach comes closer to your own view?
Biden.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. I meant to finish this up. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat, Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Joe Biden.
And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or in this country without papers? Yes, a coworker. Yes, an acquaintance. Yes, a family member. Yes, a friend. Yes, but I prefer not to specify or no.
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Fox News Channel or website? OAN or
no.
Newsmax?
No.
Instagram? No?
No.
Okay, Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. And MSNBC, CNN, or other major news network channels or websites? Yes or no?
Sometimes. I don't know
okay.
Where that falls. I guess that would be a yes.
Okay, no.
Not every day.
No, I understand. But in a typical week, you know, you watch them once in a while, correct?
Once in a while,
yes. Yeah. The Spanish language or radio programs? Yes or no?
No.
Telemundo Univision? No? Yes?
No. No.
The application, WhatsApp?
No.
Okay, YouTube or TikTok?
Yes.
Which one, YouTube or TikTok, or both of them?
Both.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I would like to ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, Portugal?
None of those.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now,
my heritage is from Italy.
Oh, from Italy, okay. Were you born in the United States mainland or on the
yes.
island of Puerto Rico?
Yes, sir.
On the United States mainland,
no,
okay.
No.
And were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Both parents. Okay. Now, what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, mm-hmm. more English, English always? Okay. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what? What do you consider yourself?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong?
More so strong, I guess.
Okay. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative? How do you consider yourself?
Liberal.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, vocational, some college, associate degree, four-year college, graduate school?
4-year college.
Thank you. Now, ma'am, what is your religion, if any?
I'm Christian.
And finally, strictly for verification purpose only by my supervisor, may I please just have just your first name, please?
Susie.
Thank you, Susie. Now, Susie, will you be interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for the time in sharing their opinions in a more than deep and open-ended way. Can we note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
What, you know, how deep is that study, I guess. I don't know. You can say yes. I don't know that okay. I would, but.
Okay. Susie, that's with two S. How do you spell that?
S-U-S-I-E.
I-E. Okay. Thank you very much again for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the day, man.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.